Good morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good morning. My name is Dave Kabakian.
And good morning. My name is Jean Marie Schaefer.
Jean Marie and I are two of the attorneys from the Herzog Law Firm. And every single weekend we're talking to you about New York Mets baseball and how great their young prospects are, how excited we are about the future.
Oh, what a crazy
and season. The present.
Anyway, yeah.
Sorry. It's an estate planning and Medicaid show, and we're going to talk to you about wills and trusts and really, really terribly important things, far more important than that certain baseball team from downstate New York, which we love so much, or I love so much. It's a call-in show. You can reach us at 518-476-5900. And if you want to meet with Jane Marie or Phil or Kim or myself in one of our four offices in Albany, Saratoga Springs, Queensbury, and Kingston, you could reach us at 518-465-7581. Jane Marie, I have to close my eyes when I list these offices because there's too many.
There's too many. So if you can talk about the Mets, I want to talk about Taylor's engagement ring. That's all I got
to
say.
Oh, you want to start? You want to go off the... Sure. You have the floor.
No, it was just a joke. We can talk about the Mets.
John, do you care about this engagement of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce?
I've heard enough. Well, yeah.
Oh, you men.
I've heard enough.
You've heard enough?
Okay, fine. You know, yeah, nice. Congratulations. Okay.
It sounds incredibly sincere. And I will send along your good wishes to them.
You know, I don't know. I see something like this happen, and I'm terrible. My first thought is, okay, how long is this one going to last?
You know, I think this is going to last a long time.
Yeah, I think so.
I think they're actually a good fit.
They are.
They look like a nice fit.
They do.
Yeah.
They've lasted already a couple years.
2 years.
I mean, she goes to all the Chiefs games. Got to give her credit.
Yeah.
You know.
And she's learning about football, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. They could grow their family, and they do this and do that, and enjoy life. Wonderful.
That's right.
We're all very excited for that.
So what kind of, you think they're going to have a prenup going on there?
Oh, my gosh.
I think so.
I would think so.
Right.
I would absolutely bet they would.
Nothing says love, you know, John Gabriel, like a prenuptial agreement.
I know. There's money on both sides, too, so.
The money on one side starts with a B,
yes.
And the one on the other side starts with an M. So, you know.
If Taylor doesn't have a prenup, then you know.
Well, listen. So this is a good segue, Jane Marie, to a story that is wonderful and sad at the same time. And I was telling you about it yesterday.
Yes, that's right.
So, John, get this. So, I had a like an emergency signing. At Saratoga Hospital to meet with a gentleman who's not doing so great. And turns out he had updated his estate plan a couple years ago, but never signed on the dotted line.
Oh, no.
He never signed his will.
Oh, boy. So you had to go find him.
Yeah,
or see him.
Yeah, and it wasn't our client. We were just kind of doing a favor for a good friend to make sure that this can get done really, really quick and stopped everything we're doing. Next morning, boom, we're there. And met with this guy, and he had two of his daughters were there. And let's just say we're in the wing of the hospital where we are not leaving the hospital eventually. Okay.
Right. Okay.
You know, not great. And, and one of the things the daughter said, and everyone was in, you know, as good spirits as they could be and really good personalities, she said, you know, the thing that my dad is bummed the most about is that he wanted to be at my wedding, which is in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be able to be there. So, we had our wedding here yesterday.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And they were like, you will never see hospital staff move as quickly as they did when
they
we told
that,
them we're going to do a wedding here.
That's fantastic. Yeah,
a happy occasion at what otherwise might be sad. And I bet the hospital staff really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and it seems like
that's
all
great.
The family joined it. There were toasts, and Dad got
that.
To participate in it. And I was... half like tearing up and half smiling because what a beautiful thing.
It is
beautiful.
A beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, you, Jamer, you every day help people make lemonade out of lemons because
that's
they're coming to you with not so great things and you're going to make it better as best as you can. And that's such a great example of how that family is trying to make the very best out of very awful circumstances.
Yes.
Yeah. That's an extreme example, but then she'll always remember that her dad was at her wedding.
You know, and you don't get to pick your cards all the time. And no. you got to do no. the best with whatever you were dealt. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And, you know, they were also very thankful that we could make sure at the very minimum that his wishes were going to be followed through. I had a feeling they would follow his wishes even if that thing was never signed.
True. That's right.
But this was important and you know, also, I guess, reemphasizes that it's good to not wait until those moments right. and depend on, you know, fast acting attorneys to get your affairs in order. That's mm-hmm. something that everyone should really be doing.
Yeah, we do so many signings. Well, not a whole lot like that, but also for things like I'm having a surgery, I'm going on vacation, yeah. right? All these things that prompt you to do it. And then, okay, I got to get my will done before I do this.
Right.
And we're going to rush and do that for you. We're going to get it done.
We're not going to like it every time. But
no, we're not.
Well, so people will say, so could I come in next week to sign? And you'll normally say, well, a month from next week,
usually
maybe. And they say, yeah. but I have that flight or I have that procedure. And then everything turns around.
Perfect. Yeah, I started with the first of the snowbirds this week. You know, this lady wants to change her will. I said, okay, it's about a month. She's like, but I'm going to Florida in October.
Oh, okay. So you have to make the time.
I said, don't worry, we'll get it done in September.
So
yeah.
Okay. Is snowbird just you winter in Florida, or is there a different term for you're a Florida resident? Because if you're going in October, you're probably doing the 6 months and a day, I would guess.
That's true. Yeah. I think that's still a snowbird, though, right? Yeah.
I guess so. It's a good description, I suppose.
So for her, does she have anything in place in Florida, or does she just rely on the New York stuff?
Oh, yeah, she just relies on the New York stuff. But that's a good question, because sometimes we do Florida powers of attorney and healthcare proxies in addition to the New York ones, in case the hospital or the bank down there does not recognize your New York one.
Shamri, did you hear about the latest on Bruce Willis by any chance? I was just reading an article on him.
No, I didn't.
Well, I read a couple of things. I didn't know which was true or not, because they're on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is he getting worse? Is that what the thing
is? Well, he's getting very worse. The type of dementia.
He is in now more medical care. He's spending time in a hospital. Is something like that?
Kind of. So he's got a certain kind of dementia that's rather aggressive.
That frontal something. Yeah.
And he, as the articles have said, there was an interview that Diane Sawyer did with the with the wife, and so, you know, not verbal anymore, and he needs kind of round the clock care. And the big thing caused an uproar is that she said, you know, he lives in a house separate from myself and the kids.
Right.
The kids are not adults that they have together.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about Bruce Willis like four times a week at least, because when we talk about home care, I give him as an example. He's not in a nursing home. He's going to get 24/7 home care. And I always say to people in the state of New York, you don't have to be Bruce Willis to be able to stay at home. You could actually through this program
do
everything we could do, can keep people at home. Mm-hmm. He's not just at home. He's in a totally different home, 24/7 care, obviously private paid.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And wife and kids in a separate home. And it really highlighted to me, first of all, when we have lots of money, we can do things like that, which, you know, some people have really good income. And again, we'll take whatever Medicaid can do. And that's wonderful. It also highlights the strain on caregiving and the idea that when we have people in the house coming to take care of dad.
Right.
That's not great. It's a rough circumstance.
And
you know, it affects everyone.
Your daily life. Right.
And they were saying, you know, part of it's to make sure that he's not interrupted, because he's going to get irritated by some of the sounds and this and that. And so his best environment is kind of this, quiet, clean environment.
No, that's
around the clock.
That's a great idea. And not everyone can have the separate house, but we talk about, is your house large enough that you have another, you know, if you're going to have a sleepover caregiver, do you have another bedroom? And I was talking to clients this week that have a house up here, but they also have a studio in New York City.
Lucky ducks.
Well, they're lucky, yes, right. But she was thinking, and we were going back and forth about, if she went back to New York City, there'd be a lot more caregivers, resources available. I said, but you're looking at
A studio
apartment with you and then someone else coming in to take care of your husband, that's not going to be very great. You know, up here you have a large house, you know, you would have separate areas and, you know, so we, even though it may be harder to find caregivers up here, the setup is a lot better.
Right.
So you have to take some of those factors into consideration.
And, you know, we last week, Phil and I were talking about how time is money and how what an awful mm-hmm. thing to say because, you know, there's more mm-hmm. important things than money. When it comes to those home care situations, money really is a big deal because mm-hmm. you could use that money to pay caregivers, you know, mm-hmm. more than yeah. enough to find the caregivers. A lot of yes. times people say, Jimmy, that up here or, you know, wherever they live, it's a little tough to find caregivers. Mm-hmm. And I tell them money fixes everything.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the right amount of money, you can get caregivers.
Yeah, they're in Columbia County, which is hard to find caregivers mm-hmm. if you're kind of rural like that. Now, she's also a prime example of some of our clients where the husband was the one who did all the finances.
Mm.
And, you know, he, you know, progressed kind of quickly. Wife never took care of finances. So she comes in and kind of throws down a bag of stuff, mm-hmm. you know, like we're going to do the Medicaid application, but we don't even know what they have. We're trying to sort through the papers.
Right. Any kids can help her out in the family, you know?
No, she brought a relative who's kind of helping. But
Right. Yeah. I understand. That's difficult. Yeah. That's a lot.
Unbeknownst to you, Jamer, you're bringing up the main fact pattern I wanted to talk about. And it happened 2 days ago. I was down in Kingston and it was a home visit about 15 minutes away from the office. I'm looking at the clock, John. I know we probably have a minute here. So maybe
yeah, you got a couple of minutes.
Got a couple
of
minutes?
Yeah, it's 8:12 and a half.
Yeah, let me start this then. Right. So, Jamer, it was the opposite of what you're just saying in terms of preparation. It takes a village to raise a child. It takes a team to deal with a long-term care fact pattern. It's not just the attorney. It's a financial advisor, an accountant, family, spouse, right? Whatever, we need everyone.
Right.
And it's a home where first floor master.
Perfect.
Perfect. Right. Mm-hmm. It's some good income for husband, some good income for wife, which is great. During our meeting together, we got the financial advisor on the phone.
That's great.
He knew his stuff. Mm-hmm. They already had a trust done years ago from another attorney. Mm-hmm. Just the house is in there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to add some money. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. The attorney was, the advisor was right on the ball. He said, tomorrow, I'll do this, I'll do that. You guys already have a tax ID number. This is what I suggest we move over. He pulled up on his computer all their stuff.
Right.
And I was just thinking to myself, when you have a team like that, it makes life so much easier because all of those unknowns that you were just talking about are known and we could plan around it.
And you can do it very quickly and get it together.
More on that because I got a lot of details on it. I want to talk to you about pick your brain on it. We'll be right back with the second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate and Medicaid Planning Show right after this.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, Saratoga Springs, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston, our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marine, or Phil, please call us during normal business hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us in Albany or Saratoga offices, call 518-465-7581 or our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Good morning. We're back. My name is Dave Kabikian.
And my name is Jane Marie Schaefer.
In the first half of the show, we did not discuss any of the Mets' 19-8 victory yesterday. Jonah Tong's first win, but maybe next week. You never know.
19-8. Okay.
Call-in show here, 518-476-5900. And Jamie was just talking about, you know, one of her clients where, in that case, wife, the well spouse, relatively clueless as to the finances. Mm-hmm. And I was just talking about maybe the flip of it where all the ducks seemed to be in a row where it was the most efficient of meetings, Jamie, because it was like, here's what we got.
Right.
Here's what we need to do. Could we call the advisor? The guy got on the phone Friday, Thursday of Labor Day week, hopped right on, answered all the questions. We have a plan going forward immediately.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
How did they find us, Jamrie? Well, the husband was connected to none other than the Kim Hance.
Oh,
Kim talked to him on the phone and said, there's a program for what's going on with your wife.
Right.
By the way, they're both getting older and he's not, you know, looking superb, but he certainly needs the help. And that's what, that was the call to action. I need help. I can't just do it all for my wife. Kim fills him in on everything that he needs to know, says, you know, Dave or Jamrie is going to come see you because it was down in Kingston. And the way the calendar worked, I went to see them. They had everything, all their ducks in a row. They had the client questionnaire that they had already been sent. There's a pile, nice pile, tax return pile.
Right.
There was financial pile.
That is great. That does not happen that often, by the way, but that's wonderful.
They have two sons. They were right there in on the meeting.
No, it's really nice.
Right. So we're all there.
Right.
Talking shop and I'm explaining everything. They have a trust. I would say it's a Medicaid trust. It was different than ours. And this is where I want to pick your brain. So this trust said it is unamendable.
Is that a word?
I'd made it a word. You cannot amend it. Yes. No, unamendable.
Okay. Unamendable.
What's the opposite of amendable? Unamendable. Well, listen, if we're playing Scrabble and you can test me on this.
I would.
Okay, well, we'll have to look that up later.
I don't think unamendable.
it cannot be amended, Jamrie.
Okay, yes.
And I said to them, it did not have to be a type of trust that cannot be amended. You actually could amend your trust and still have it be a Medicaid trust. So your thoughts on that?
That's true. What makes it untouchable for Medicaid is that you cannot touch the principal, that you're not the trustee. Those are the main things that come in, not whether you can amend the trust or not.
So in our trust, you can amend the trust, right?
Yes,
you can. You could change beneficiaries. You could fire your trustee.
You could change the trustee. That's right. And that still works. The key provision in there is that you cannot touch the principal of the trust.
So, you know, for example, their trust happens to say that, or does not say anything about their co-trustees, which means that they're going to have to act together to do everything.
Right.
So if we have to move money, we have to sign a check, John, we need two signatures every time. These guys have jobs, they have lives, they have families. So, and I said, well, you know what, we could, there's a statute in New York where we could use it to maybe amend a provision that allows you guys to act separately. It won't disturb the, you know, what you're trying to do here. But it kind of highlighted to me, Jamrie, that our form of trust, I think, walks right up to that line where you have maximum power,
right?
But not that one foot over where you have too much power in the eyes of Medicaid. And other trusts that other firms have done, I think, are maybe a little too restrictive.
That's true. That's true. And they don't have to be. You know, I had a client yesterday say she was worried about that exact thing because she wanted to change her beneficiaries of her trust. But she said, if I amend it, does that start the 5-year period new again? And that's a legitimate concern, right? You know, so amending that trust doesn't do anything to your look back period.
Right.
So her trust was over 10 years old and we can amend the beneficiaries. That doesn't affect whether it's protected for Medicaid or not.
Exactly.
That's just affecting who's getting the trust after your death.
So we keep talking and you know, I just mentioned if, you know, if it's going to be a pain in the butt that you guys have to act together, we could figure something out. Okay. Well, what's going to go in the trust? What's not going to go in the trust? So only a couple hard and fast rules, right, Jamrie? So house, real estate's always in the trust. Retirement's always out.
That's right.
Everything else, and we do mean everything, bank accounts, CDs, life insurance, cash value, blah, blah, blah. How do you advise people on what to put into the trust? And maybe we divide into two categories. All's well in the world, and we just, and we're just, we did a trust. How do we fund it? And then, you know, things are not great. We're in a home care scenario. So how are you advising people?
Yeah, that's very different. So if you're 64 and you're doing a trust, I'm going to really say probably just the house. You know, it depends on how much money you have. There's a lot of people, they're newly retired. They have plans. They want to do things. You know, they don't know how much money they're going to spend in the next couple of years. So you can keep your money out of the trust But the good thing is that you can always add to the trust down the road.
Right.
Right.
It's kind of like an inventory system. So that 5-year clock, every asset's got its own clock. You could always add things down the road.
Right.
We also could partially revoke the trust to take money out. But in general, we don't want people to be trust poor where you put too much in and you can't sleep at night wondering how you get your own money out of your own trust.
No, 64 is young, so you should have your money.
Now, I'd say if that family had $600,000 of resources, I'm probably convincing them maybe 400 of it should go in.
Right? That's right.
Just to, hedge our bets and we could do two things at the same time. Mm-hmm. Once we're in that long-term care world, then we're in the world of, limiting what mom has in her column so that she can qualify for a program.
Yes.
Trying to figure out what are we going to do with dad's side of the equation. Is he going to do something called a spousal refusal or are we going to keep him right at what he's allowed to have?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the world of the mom fund, my air quotes here.
Right.
And for everyone out there, the mom fund is we take money out of mom and dad's name. We park it with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It is there just for mom. Just for dad, just for their care. It's liquid money. It's available immediately.
Right.
And if Medicaid is asking, and in our Medicaid application, the money in the names of the kids, the 30, 40 grand I'm talking about,
right,
doesn't count against mom or dad.
Mm-hmm.
No look back because it's home care.
Mm-hmm.
And we have money everywhere, so we could throw it at more caregivers. We could throw it at that lovely lady that we have as a caregiver that just doesn't want to be paid through Medicaid, right? So we have some liquidity there. And so that's the way we were kind of going. And again, a financial advisor who knew his stuff, so he's not going to say, actually, I disagree with that and blah, blah, blah.
But he's going to listen to you.
He said, I've seen it before. I like that.
Right.
It's liquid, and I'd advise it be this pile of money that is going to fund that mom fund.
That's really helpful when they're working with you. Yes.
Well, normally they're working. Well, it's an unknown world, right? We're in a specialty of a specialty. So sometimes it's hard for people to, it's either revocable or irrevocable. It's never a gray area, right?
Well,
but it's all, of course, all gray.
People get wrong advice and sometimes they Google things that they shouldn't be Googling and they get wrong advice.
So, Jamie, there's one more piece to this, which is very interesting. And I don't want to get too detailed. So there's a extra income that both mom and dad have. They make too much money.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. You still qualify.
Right.
We're going to do that pooled income trust for mom.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the kind of Medicaid we're doing, dad can have whatever income he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Dad's got a cane.
Mm-hmm.
Dad didn't move around so well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thinking, if there's ever reductions in the amount of hours that mom's going to get because of what's going on in the world these days and legislation and so on. I said, I don't know if we need to do this yet, but it might be something we want to do where we apply for you as well, dad, at some point, assuming that you have those actual needs.
Right.
Just to get those hours. So that now we have mom's hours, we got dad's hours, and who cares whose hours they are.
Right.
We got money for people to come help at home.
Them. That's right.
And the downside to it, though, is that we care about his income and we got to do those pool trusts and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating because every single fact pattern that we have and every client that you meet with and every family, we don't know which way it's going to shake out, what's going to be the right fit for them.
Right.
But all options are on the table. And that's maybe the thing I like the most about what we do for a living, because we get to use our brains in that way.
Yes. Right.
There's no cookie cutter anything.
No, we get to be creative every day. Yeah. And when you have that extra income, the next step in being creative and helping the family is thinking of how are you going to spend that money in the pool trust? And, there's rules with the pool trust about what things you can spend it on. Sometimes, if you're living with a child, maybe we'll have you pay them rent or you can do things to fix up the house. You can put in the elevator lift or the stair lift or actually not an elevator. Well, some people put in elevators, but
we have a neighbor that had an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
I had a client that had an elevator that he was amazing. He built everything. He put it in himself. Like he made the elevator himself.
I don't want to ride in that elevator.
I did.
You're a brave woman.
I did not die.
I'm going to take the stairs on that one. So, Jeremy, ask me why I'm smiling. Ask me.
Okay, what are you smiling?
Because
what are you
my lovely
at?
Wife texted me a snapshot of an online dictionary.
Okay.
And guess what is a word?
Hey.
It is?
Unamendable.
Unamendable?
Fantastic.
Is a word.
An adjective, not able to be amended.
Oh, my gosh.
And exactly what you said.
Okay.
Not able to be amended.
I am so smitten with
Look
myself
at that,
now.
Brian,
I'm glad we didn't bet on that.
That's a smart guy.
Well, you know, it was lucky. So we'll take it. Jamri, we could honestly have an hour-long program just on all the events we have in the month of September coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we had an hour-long meeting yesterday
about all the
events, and we almost didn't get through them all.
There's one event we did not talk about because it doesn't deal with estate planning or elder law. It deals with delicious Armenian kebab at Holy Cross Church.
Is that coming up this weekend?
Okay.
Yeah.
September 20th. Actually, it's normally the weekend after Labor Day, but this year it's going to be September 20th and 21st at Holy Cross Church in Troy.
Mm-hmm.
I will be behind the grill for 16 hours.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
I need
griller.
Welfare checks. I'm going to smell like kebab for a week and a half.
Hard to wash off, I know.
It's delicious, though. John,
it
I expect
is.
You
oh,
to,
yes. oh,
to come
yeah.
by.
Kebabs are delicious. Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We'll get times as we get closer, but this is going to be a week. If I'm on the rate, I'm talking about kebab and
let's
the mats.
Let's not forget about this one.
And then eventually estate planning.
That's great.
Jeremy, real quick, new office in Kingston. Tell us about it. You found it. It's beautiful. You did great.
Yes. So we have, if you've been to our old office in Kingston, it was a little dark, you know. It was a little hard to find.
I heard about that, yeah.
It was in the basement.
Like underground.
So we wanted some windows. So I think I went overboard the other side. This has walls of windows, this new office.
I think it's great. I think
it's great.
Nice and bright.
The conference room is just a whole wall of windows. It's very bright and cheerful. It's lovely.
Yep.
It's 465 Washington Ave. So I know during the break there it mentioned 130 North Front Street, our old office. Going forward, it'll say 465 Washington Ave. Really beautiful space. You should come down there, John. You never come to Kingston and see us.
No. I live here.
That's right.
And you guys have a convenient office right here in Albany. So
very convenient. Yep.
You guys have any good Labor Day plans here?
Labor Day? No. We'll be here.
Yeah. Oh. It was 48 degrees this morning, John.
It was chilly.
48. It was freezing.
Explain yourself.
Yeah, I put my jacket on. But it's going to be a nice day. 71 today. Tomorrow, beautiful. Sun all day, high 75.
Chamber of Commerce
Couldn't
day.
Couldn't get any better. Yeah. So enjoy that tomorrow.
Oh, and one other thing. Our Queensbury office is going to have a ribbon cutting September 17th.
So that's another beautiful
what day of the week
new
is
office.
That?
It's a Wednesday.
Okay.
Our whole firm's going to be up there. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to beat our personal record of 4 ribbons cut at the same time.
Right. That's right.
We're hopefully going to get to 5.
Get a big pair of scissors.
And if you're up north, please come visit us. We'd love to have you check out our new space. Up there as well.
Yeah, speaking of beautiful offices, that office has a lot of windows. It's brand new. It's gorgeous.
I have a drill and screws.
Oh, you're going there to put up pictures this weekend.
That's what I'm doing this weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Take care, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you would like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581 or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.